Hi, Pepe. How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm good. My name is Nadine Medina. You were talking with my representative, Lulu, but she wanted me to speak with you just to kind of clarify some things. So I saw that your Google Business profile page for Domina Construction, right? It has a different phone number on there, I believe. In fact, I think the And you said that that's not your number, right? The number's at 860-978-0901, right?
That's
is the phone number I see.
Yeah, that was the whole number you used for the company.
And yeah.
Before COVID, then the COVID, like, I shut it off.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, got it.
I don't think I can get it back, but I would like to put the new one.
The new number. Okay, perfect. So our company, just so you know, our company is called Local Splash. What we are, Pepe, is we're a Google channel partner. We're not Google, okay? Google doesn't call you directly, but we work with businesses like yours to help get listed on the first page of Google. So the profile page that I'm looking at right now on Google, is that something you did on your own? Like you created that yourself? Or was it another company that did it for you?
No, it was a worker that was working for me.
Oh, okay, that helped you.
So he got married, I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Okay, awesome. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a company that you were working with. Okay, okay, perfect. So you're using GoDaddy to build your website, right? That's all they're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, at that time, too, because I got the info head dominant, they have paid GoDaddy to have that.
Okay. So all they're doing is the website, nothing else, correct?
Yes, it says, and then it says Google automatically will upload the new info. It says once they see it, that it's different, that will change everything.
Yeah,
but
they
won't. About it.
They don't, and I'll tell you why. So Google, like even for example, let's say you signed up with our company, right? We're going to fix the information that's on your Google profile page to show the new phone number, right? When we make that change, Google isn't going to change it automatically. Google is going to send you a PIN code. You're going to get another PIN code in the mail so that they can confirm that it's the same business, but the phone number is being changed. They don't change it automatically just because the website shows different. Okay? So
I mean, that's what I guess we just want to get it got done.
There's even, like, there's a lot of businesses out there that on their Google profile page, it has, like, their office number, but their website has a whole different phone number, right? Google won't change it just because the website's a different number. You actually have to submit the change, and that's what we do, okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then because I just finished speaking with GoDaddy too, we had an appointment.
Okay.
That's what I knew before talking to GoDaddy that I was going to call GoDaddy, reinstate myself, and call Google too to fix it.
Yeah, and we can fix it on your behalf. Because it's what we do when we work with companies. So I was going to ask you, because I know Lulu didn't get much into like the qualifications. So one thing I want to explain to you is because we reached out to you today, Pepe, we're looking for one company to fill the position that opened up on our, within our company on the first page of Google. Okay. And we want to work with a company that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and that can handle more business. So we saw that when we did a search for your company by name, the Google profile page, although it's the wrong phone number, but I also saw pictures, right, of some of your work.
Yes, just a few pictures. I got a lot of pictures. I don't know why that is. Or maybe they got removed. I don't know what they did. Because it was everything on his end, but now.
Yeah,
when
and it's okay. We can help you. But the reason that I was mentioning this, and then I sell like Angie's Leads, BuildZoom was another directory. But from what I've seen, Pepe, you offer quality services, right? We both agree on that.
Of course.
And that's the kind of company that we're looking to work with. So if we were to begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category. We do not work with any of your competitors. We work only with you to make sure you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you consider your specialty? I don't want to assume general contractor, because general contractor is just so much, right, that you offer. Do you focus on remodels? What do you like? What's your specialty? What do you like to be found for? What kind of services?
Right now, because I was going to go more painting.
Okay.
I was going to focus on painting a lot, yeah.
Interior and exterior? Okay.
Sorry?
Interior and exterior painting, both?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the reason that I asked that, because with Google, we can get you listed for multiple services. As long as they pertain to the services that you're providing, you can use multiple keywords. If you want to be found for remodels, flooring, painting, decks, patios, whatever the case may be, okay, we can get you found for those services. So you can use many different keywords as long as they're the services that you offer, and you can change them at any time. If you want to focus more on painting, and then later on you got enough painting jobs, but now you want to do, I don't know, maybe some exterior work, decks, patios, you know, you can also include that or change them at any time. How far, what was that? I'm sorry.
No, yeah, no, it depends on the crew that I have. Like right now, that's
right.
A lot of like painting crew.
A lot of painting. Oh, and tile too? Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah. Tiles,
now,
yeah, tiles was my first thing was tiles. And then.
Where the money's at, right? Because you have the crew that can handle the business. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, like our guy is free right now for the painting and some for the tiles too. Those are ready. Usually
now,
plumbing, I sub
plumbing.
Those.
Okay. You sub those out?
I do yeah, that's if I get a job like a general contractor, like let's say I get a house, but I get in and fix everything.
Right.
Which is, I did a lot of those, yeah.
Okay.
Then, yeah, I put but like the painters, the plumbers, the electrician.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I was. That's why
awesome.
I'll be able to handle too. So with my hand, the tiles, painting.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
Masonry, yeah.
Okay. And you definitely right now can handle more business, right? I mean, you want more work.
Yeah, of course. Always.
Okay. Now, do you focus mainly on residential work or commercial too, a little bit of both, or do you have a preference?
Yeah. A little bit of both. Like, I like commercial.
Okay. You like commercial?
I like commercial more, but residential is not bad either.
Okay. So you'll take both, but you do like more commercial. Okay. Now.
Yeah, but
so,
residential also. But I've been doing a lot of residential. But
okay.
Like my preference would be like which one I would like commercial, but residential like.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But both. A little bit of both.
Okay. Awesome. Now, there's an address, right, that shows on your Google profile page. It says 809 Weathersfield Avenue in
yes.
Hartford. Is that like your home address by chance? Is that where you live?
No, it's
an office?
A private club, yeah, that I'm a president and I got both like inside there. I handle it from there.
Okay. One thing I will tell you is this. Typically, we like to hide the address because it's not like an office that your clients go to. You go to them, right? Now, if it was, let's say it was a showroom where you know, people would go to pick out flooring or tile, then yeah, you would typically want the address to show. So basically what you are is a home office, right? At the club that you're a president of. So typically I always suggest that they hide the address. You don't want anyone popping up over there just to show up. In other words.
That's what I was just discussing with Google. It says you're going to handle a line and you go to people. Like, they don't come to you. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, exactly. So we would hide the address as well. Now, Pepe, So you're based out of Hartford, right? But how far do you travel for your clients? Like, are there certain areas that you like to target, or, you know, how typically do you, like, how far on an average do you travel?
For residential?
For either one.
I was doing like commercial, I was doing Massachusetts and Connecticut because I was licensed for Massachusetts too.
Uh-huh.
So I went for a little. And I got over those guys, like before we did a job today, the last job, they went to California, worked with another company by subbing.
Uh-huh.
I did a commercial, like 10 CBS, let's say. We got 3 in Virginia, 5 in California.
Oh my gosh.
My guys. Get in the car. They drive up there. They've been telling me to do that. There's 2 guys that want to do their work. They like to travel.
Well, you come to California where we're at. Oh my gosh. What part of California have you had the guys go to?
It was Santa Monica. Until like
Not far from us. Yeah, Santa Monica. So that's like on the southern. So we're in Fountain Valley in Orange County. We're like in the same county as Disneyland, right? So Santa Monica from us is about maybe 40 minutes. So it's considered the southern part of California. That's where we're based out of. So that's where Santa Monica is, in the southern part of California. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, travelers. So if it makes money, no? If it makes money.
Yeah, the company was paying for like your hotels and food every day, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Of course, yeah,
yeah,
definitely. So
we did it because those 2 guys, I had a few guys that were willing that like to do that. So you guys want to?
Yeah. Okay.
That was one.
But if we were to say, like, let's say you're getting business from Google, right? By being online on Google, where do you typically, do you try to stay within 50 miles? Do you try to target, I don't know, do you try certain counties that you like to be found in? I mean, just on an average, I would say, they're within your area. What's the furthest?
Yeah, 50, 70 miles. So be
50 to 70. Okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, I know it's going to depend on the size of the job, right? If it makes money for you, then it makes sense. Okay. Perfect.
I won't go
perfect.
$5,000, you know?
Right. Now, when did GoDaddy say they're going to have your website completed? When is that going to be done?
Within 45 days. Let's say we got another call on May 2nd to finish the last few things, and we'll be over here 45 days.
Now, are you paying them a monthly fee to maintain your website, or was it just a one-time, you know, payment that you had to make, and they're creating it for you, and then they'll maintain it?
Oh, for the website, yeah, I paid the one time.
Okay. Okay. And you don't use Facebook, right, Pepe? I mean, do you ever go on Facebook at all?
I got my personal one. I don't even use that one.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I got it. They even told me that I'm going to build the one for the company in the future. After I started this.
All right. Sounds
Facebook,
good.
Instagram.
Okay.
But first,
awesome.
I want to pull up together, you know, do the website and everything before I pull myself over there. Because
yeah, no. Of course. So here's what I'm thinking, okay? Now, the way that our program works, what we do, it is on a month-to-month basis, okay? We set it where it's a fixed flat rate. We do not charge you per phone call. We don't charge you per job. Now, the business, I was looking, that's what I needed. How long have you been in business now? How long have you been running Domina Construction?
9 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. 9 years.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But I stopped for a few years since the call.
That's okay.
Now,
but it was established 9 years ago, although you took a little bit of a break, but it's been around for 9 years. Okay. So that considers you what we call an established business. Okay. That I'm going to apply a credit for you for that. So let's see. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking our Premier Platinum package, because The local map, when we talk about the local map on the first page, Pepe, it's only going to cover anyone who's searching in your zip code and who's within 10 to 15 miles from your zip code, okay, mm-hmm. is going to find you on the first page of Google. Now, for us to target 50, 70 miles, we have to include Google Ads, which are at the top, okay? Mm-hmm. With Google Ads, you can cover certain counties that you want to be found in. You could cover by mile radius. You could cover specific zip codes where you know that there's a higher end income. Whichever you prefer. The furthest that the Google Ads will target is 100 miles. That's as far as they will cover. I don't recommend you go out that far because it's really, I'm sorry, I almost said the word in Spanish. I've been speaking Spanish all morning. It's like basically living, okay, it's like kind of putting you out too far, and it spreads you kind of thin, right? Like retirado. And we can get you a book of business closer to your location without having to make you travel so far, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
So this package, what I can offer it to you today with that credit applied for the 9 years in business, you would be looking at a fixed flat monthly rate of $499 a month. Okay. Now, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99, but that would be just to cover the programming. So it would make your initial investment for you to get started today $598. Okay, every month after that, Pepe, all you're paying is $499 a month. What this is going to give you in that package is two spotlight positions on Google. So you're going to be listed in the local map on the first page of Google. We're going to fix that. We're going to hide your address. We're going to fix the phone number, okay, with the number that you want listed there. We're going to also list you at the top in the Google Ads. We're going to get you listed on Bing. We're also going to list you on other directories that are popular within your area. Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Yelp, Chamber of Commerce. These are just naming a few. Now, it's going to be about 45 days before your website is completed. So what I'm going to include for you, Pepe, and it's at no additional cost. We are going to build you a temporary website, okay? And then once your website is completed, we're just going to switch it out. It's not going to cost you more money. So this way you have a website in the meantime until yours is done. Okay? We're also going to include the voice-activated searches. So anyone who uses Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, they can find you on those devices. And we also cover the mobile devices. So if someone's, you know, searching for your services on their iPhone, Android, or tablet, Pepe, they're still going to be able to find your company on the first page of Google immediately. So what this package does is it covers all of your bases, everything. And it's a month-to-month program. It's not a contract. We like to earn your business month in and month out. But what we do ask, Pepe, is that you at least stick it out for 2 months, okay? But you're paying monthly. If you ever decide, you know, I don't want to continue anymore, then you just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not charged. And we're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We don't erase your information. Everything is still going to be there, okay? Just you won't have Google Ads anymore, and eventually you'll fall off the first page, but any reviews that you have, and we'll even help you with your reviews too, none of that will go away. It'll all still be there, okay?
Okay.
And the temporary website, I'll tell you the kind of website that we'll build for you, it's more of a customized website, and it's not going to cost you more money because I'm going to include it so you at least have a website until yours is done. And then once yours is done, Pepe, then we'll just switch it out to your website, right? And it's not costing you more money. So
how come you build the website quick and that takes 45 days?
Because we see that's because it's part of our specialty, right? It's part of the services that we offer. So the kind of website that we build, it is a Google compliant, mobile friendly website. So the website that we build, it's called a customized My Site. What we do is we customize it to fit your business. So that website will actually be done, we say typically within 7 to 14 days, the website will be completed. And we're going to create it off of your pictures of your work, the content that you want us to create. So it typically, we always say 7 to 14 days. There might be at times where it might get done in the 7 days, but we send it to you to take a look at it before we have it go live. So at least you have something there until your website is done. It kind of sounds like with GoDaddy, you're doing more of a customized website, and it might be a couple of pages of a website, right? So that's probably why it's taking them a little longer. Do you mind if I ask, what did they charge you for the website?
What are they charging?
Uh-huh.
I pay the package because I pay to reinstate the company, uh-huh. the email, the import domino.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't
know, so it was along email. With the email and all that. Is it yes. dominaconstruction.com, the one that you got?
Yes.
So you also have like the email that goes along with it. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the info dot domino.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like what you have is a specific email that has with your business name as the @dominaconstruction.com. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the website, we're talking on a cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to kind of show you an example of the type of website that we create. I'm going to send you this link to your phone. Just so you can look at it. So you can kind of see what I'm talking about. The one that I'm sending you is actually for a roofer. What was that? You had a question?
You were breaking up. I didn't hear the last maybe a few words.
It's okay. It's okay. I was going to say, because I'm going to text you, I'm going to send you a link to your phone right now so you could see the kind of website that I'm talking about. The one that I'm sending you is like for a general contractor, just so you kind of have an idea of the layout of it. But we customize it, Pepe, to fit your business. Okay? So let me send you the link. All you got to do is click on it so you can look at it. The website that we build, I will tell you this, it's going to fit to the device that they're looking at it from. So whether they're looking at it from their iPhone, if they're looking at it from their tablet, or if they're looking at it from their computer, the website is going to adjust to the size of the device that they're looking at it from.
Well, I just sent you the link.
Right?
When I raised the thing, I was talking about what the size.
And it's okay, you know. But at least you'll get this temporary one, you know, in place, okay, until your website's done. So this way, at least you have a website there. And then once yours is done, just let us know so we can switch it out for your own website that they completed, right? Mm-hmm. But at least so that you have something. Mande? I'm sorry?
No, sir. Maybe I said go, you guys, on my next business, because I'm not stopping here. I know I got this construction, but I was looking for open up a pizza place or panini.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. I love pizza. Mm-hmm. Italian food is my favorite. I was going to tell you, Pepe, I saw that that there's an Angie's Leads.
Yeah.
Is that
I
new?
I signed up with them, too.
Oh, yeah. How long ago?
2 days ago, but I didn't start it yet. Because you said we're going to check your background and then to see if you're approved, and then you can log in. And so yesterday I got approved, but I didn't log in. I said, let me fix the website and then I log in. But now I see that it's no. So I'm just aware. Angie says, let's fix something a little bit, you know, to look better on Angie List.
Yeah.
But I wasn't gonna do it. I was gonna do first the website to get the company the way it's supposed to, and then get in and pick up jobs. But now already, Angel List, they're calling us for other jobs, and
Did they tell you how it works? So did they explain to you that you're going to pay per lead that they send you?
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing I want to mention to you, it's a great directory. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not. But be careful with the leads, because when they turn the leads on, Pepe, you're going to get these leads, and you got to call them. Okay? They're going to automatically charge you for it, whether they answer the phone or not.
Uh-huh.
Okay? With what we're offering you, it's going to be completely opposite. You're going to get them calling you directly.
Oh.
That's where 90% of the searches are going to start and stop. Okay? So it'll actually be a live call coming to you from potential clients that are in need of your services, because they'll see your profile page, your phone number listed there, and they'll call you directly. Okay? Now, with our program, we also include a customized tracking and reporting system, because we feel it's important for you to also see your results with our program and not just take our word for it that it's working. So you'll be able to track the phone calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed that location of the search, what keywords you're listed for, all of that. You can see everything. You can see your profiles. So it does come along with this package, because we feel it's important for you to also see how it's working and not just us telling you, hey, Pepe, the program's working, okay? Anytime you have an update, you have a question, a concern regarding your account, you would contact our customer service department, okay? We are going to have a team that is dedicated to your account. We all work within the same company. We don't outsource it to anyone, okay? So if you got changes to make, if you want to change your areas, you can do so. We don't charge you more money, okay? It's all included. Our company, our team is consistently managing your account, because we want you to be successful with our program, because we know if you have success, it's going to equal our success, right? So we're always earning your business month in and month out. Honestly, Pepe, I feel like with it being a month-to-month program, I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today. I mean, give it a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right?
How much it would be?
So for you to start today, it would be $5.98, because it's going to be the first month and the $99 setup fee. Every month after that, Pepe, it's only going to be $499 a month. That's it. There's no taxes or hidden charges. So it's always going to be $499 a month. $499 a month for as long as you're with us. If you're with us 6 months or 6 years, your price is always going to be $499. It's never going to be a penny more.
Oh, wow. $500 a month. Right.
On your Angie's Leads, it says you're bilingual. Do you speak Spanish, or what language do you speak?
Italian.
Oh, my gosh. That's like... So your name isn't Pepe, right? Do you go Pepe for short? Is that like a nickname?
It's a for short, yeah. Giuseppe.
Giuseppe. Okay. That's what I thought. Italian's my favorite food. I always tell my husband, I think I was Italian in my past life.
Probably.
You know what I always have for my birthday? So my birthday, instead of a birthday cake, they already know, you better buy me some cannolis. And so they go to this, there's this little Italian deli that's actually by my brother-in-law's Italian. His family's actually from Sicily. But in California, I'm going to tell you, we don't have a whole lot of like authentic Italian restaurants, right? And I've always told my husband, so my dream, this is my dream, it's on my bucket list, is that one day I can go to Italy. I told him I would love to go to Rome. I would love to go to the Vatican, right, because I am Catholic, and that's just what I've always wanted to do. I said, but I also want to go to Sicily. I want it because I see it's beautiful, you know. But, yeah. I love Italian food.
Food is the best.
What was that?
The house that cook best.
Really?
Like
oh, yeah.
beach food, the water is so clear, everything. But the best thing is in South.
In the South?
The best food, you want to eat the food. Yeah, like in Naples, Calabria, Sicily, that's the best food.
Oh, my gosh.
The best beach.
Oh, my gosh.
In North, then not like South in North.
Yeah, I guess it would be same too. You know, like I'll say, because I'm Hispanic, a lot of it would be the same, I think, even with Mexican food, right? You have in Mexico, in certain areas, the food is a lot better than in the other areas, right? I think everybody has their own niche, their own specialties.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's my dream, you know? I don't know if my husband would travel that far, but I definitely want to. I've talked to my brother-in-law about it. Because my brother-in-law, his grandparents are from Sicily, and him and his family, they grew up in New York. And then they came out to California, and he married my husband's sister. But, you know, it's just everything's so different, right? Italians, you eat in courses, right? So, like, for Thanksgiving...
Oh, yeah.
His parents brought the antipasto, right? But we don't eat like that. We don't eat in courses. So his dad has said, well, aren't we going to pray together? And aren't we going to eat the antipasto together? And he's like, Dad, they're Mexican. They don't eat like that.
I know. Yeah.
Wow. So are you originally from Sicily?
I was born and raised there.
Oh, wow.
My parents still live there. My family live there. I came here alone in 2003.
Wow.
I didn't even know that I was going to stay like that. And
oh,
after
my
20
gosh.
Years, I'm here.
That's wonderful.
I left my first life. I know.
But
I left my first life. I left, I was 24. So already I have a life in Italy, you know, France,
yeah.
Everything.
Do you go back often to visit? Do you go often back home to visit?
Yeah, one other time, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's really good, yeah. There's an Italian restaurant. It's a very small restaurant, very intimate. You walk in there, and it's like everything Italian, the sculptures, everything. It's very, like, Italian setting. And my husband always go to that restaurant. It's more like a mama papa type of restaurant. And it's very authentic. That's why we always go there. And the mom is actually from Sicily. She retired. The son took over the business. But we go in there, and he says, when you come here, you let me know you're here so I can sit you guys down. And that's one place we'll go to for, like, our Italian meals, because it's very authentic. And, oh, my gosh, it's so good. And he always knows, bring me a cannoli afterwards for my dessert. Because it's my favorite. He's like, are you sure you weren't Italian in your past life?
And I told you one thing. If you go to Italy and you eat cannoli over there, and you come
it's
over
different.
Here, you don't like the cannoli in Umbria.
Exactly.
When I eat cannoli the first time over here, I said, what is that?
You're like, what is
like
this?
It.
This isn't, I don't like it.
The chocolate is different.
It's very different. Very different. Very different.
Yeah, they cannot be outside. But if you go to Italy and you have a cannoli over there, anything you have over there, even a pizza, anything.
It's very different, right? Oh, yeah, very different. I think because over here it's more Americanized.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something over here that the food does sound the same, even if you mix it.
I even think the olive oil. I think the olive oil is different too. Everything.
Oh, olive oil, definitely. The one that I buy here or the one that my parents ship it to me once in a while from Italy is totally different. Over there, they take the olives, they make it, they ship it to me. That's like pure. When you buy a coffee shop, even if it says it's good, better than something, but it's not original.
It's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same. Wow.
I think it's the water. I think it's the water that makes a difference and everything.
I think so too.
The salt is, all the other
I think that and the climate. And I think the climate too, and all the pesticides and everything they put, I think it's more natural when you're in other countries, to be quite honest with you, right?
Oh, yeah, for a lot of stuff to bring it in last.
Yeah.
Over
oh, yeah.
Organic. I learned the word organic in America. I don't know any other organic. Because everything was organic. You insisted everything was organic. What is that?
Yeah. Well, because over there, it's organic. Here, you have everything with pesticides and all that and preservatives. If you want organic, and it's because it's a big difference, right? And people, that's why like in America, you're going to find you want organic food or you want the food that's going to last on the shelf for a week, right? That has a bunch of stuff in it. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't even talk organic anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know that it's organic. I believe it is not 100% organic.
It's not. Because to me, organic, it's still got something. It's not 100%. I agree with you. Absolutely.
Organic. Yeah, you could. There was a lady 7 years older that she looked 40. Was the secret.
Uh-huh.
She only eats what she grows on her yard. All fruit and veggies, so she know eat no meat. And even those, she don't go buy at the store.
Right.
She planned everything and she from her yard or whatever she make it. And she looks perfect. Like she looks 40 and she's 70. I couldn't believe it.
I believe it.
But she
know eat believe
not
it.
The store. She's not at the store. She got her garden.
Uh-huh.
And she heats off the garden. She makes
I believe it. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, it affects everything about you. That I agree with. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna come over there and open up an Italian restaurant. So you know, that was in my mind. That was there in 2016, Santa Monica, Dero, California.
I
went to Oregon.
You did?
There's not many Italians.
No, there's not. There's not. I have a brother-in-law that lives in Oregon, and he tells me and my husband, you guys need to open up a restaurant over here for Mexican food because they don't have a lot of Mexican restaurants here, and it's not real authentic. I just laugh. I don't think I want to go to Oregon.
Yeah.
All my grandkids are here in California.
Oh, California is beautiful. Look, California's got the weather like Sicily. Like dry, sunny, it's beautiful. Like
yes.
That.
When
I was there, I love the weather. Over here, Connecticut, every day I'm planning to leave. Because I got too much work here.
My daughter is
I
in Boston.
Move because of work.
Yeah, my daughter is
really?
In Boston. She goes to Boston University. She loves it over there. My mother-in-law, my husband's stepmom, is from Connecticut. Her father was Lebanese and her mom was Italian. So she cooks for us too sometimes, you know, when we're like, well, we want Italian food. And she goes, well, I can cook some of the dishes my mom used to make. But yeah, you know, we typically like our Christmas, we'll do like, Italian food for Christmas because we eat Mexican food all day long. Like I celebrated last year my 50th birthday and my husband says, well, what kind of food do you want catered? I said, I want Italian. You already know. Don't even ask. So that's what we had for my birthday. They already know. That's my favorite.
You got to go to Italy then. You love that much. Like I'm afraid that you go to Italy and you over there. When you come back, you're not going to look this.
I'm not going to like the food over here then. Yeah. I'm going to say, never mind. It's not authentic.
Oh, yeah, no, but when I came over here, people looked here, looked that nice, they let you. Every restaurant that I ate, I was disappointed. Not even one, okay, this is good.
Yeah,
for Italians,
absolutely.
Like,
I hear you.
The way they make the tomato sauce, they make the cotoletta, the way they make it, it's not like.
Yeah.
It's not like my mom or my grandma, or even me, I make it the same, like I know how to make it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will ever cook food like our moms or even our grandmothers. My husband tells me, my husband says, honey, your food is good, but I have to tell you, it's still not like my grandma's. I said, that's okay. I'll never compare to your grandma's food.
Even my mom, she knows how to cook, but my grandma, that she passed a few years ago, nobody could compare. Like, I hear my grandma's food is different. Then my mom, my aunt, or whatever, they're there, they're good. But I don't know why, there is the little extra taste to them. My grandma likes, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can never like do the same.
So, what do you think? Yeah, that's good. I think we all do. So, what do you think about the program? I mean, how do you feel about this program? What are your thoughts?
Well, if you're explaining it, it's good. Like, I like it.
How do you feel about the price?
It's a little heavy, $500 a month.
Okay.
But
so what if I could do this for you? Okay. What if I could ask my manager if he will let me give it to you at my friends and family rate? Okay. They give me 2 credits a month that I could use for a friend or family member that wants to list their business on Google. But I mean, of course I have to have a position available for them. And I'm going to be honest with them. I'm not going to tell them you're my long lost cousin or, you know, a high school friend. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to ask them if I could use my credit for you only because I never use them. I don't know anyone that owns their own business or everyone in my family works for someone or they're retired. Okay. But if he gives me the approval code, okay, to give it to you at my friends and family rate, what it does is it actually, you won't have a setup fee, right? So it removes the $99 setup fee. And instead of you paying $499 a month, you would come in at my price at $449 a month. So you would actually come in at my rate. So it would be $449 for you to get it started. And then you would just pay $449 every month after that. I don't know if that would help you, but I could try.
$50. It won't make a lot of difference.
Yeah.
How you pay $450, is almost the same. I mean, I appreciate that, yeah.
So,
but
I mean,
I
don't. Now, the other option. Now, if that doesn't work, it's month to month. There's no contracts. We only ask you, okay, Pepe, that you stick it out at least 2 months, okay? Because it's going to be a process, right? So just so you understand the timeline, you're going to get a new PIN code from Google possibly because we have to update the phone number and we're going to hide your address. So you'll get a PIN code in the mail within 6 to 10 days, okay, from Google. And we'll need the PIN code when you get it because we would be updating the phone number and making sure that the address is hidden, right? And we can add more of your pictures on that Google profile page. Then within
we can remove a summer, right?
Yes.
We can remove
the summer
picture.
Yes.
I just need to remove one.
Yeah, we can totally do
that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can definitely do that. And then within 5 to 7 days, we'll have you listed in all the popular directories in your area. We're going to send you your username and password for your credentials so you could start logging in and tracking your results with us. Within 7 to 14 days, the website, the temporary website that we're building for you, is going to be completed. You'll be able to take a look at it first in case you have any changes that you need made before it goes live. And your Google ads will also be running within 7 to 14 days, okay? Now, what we state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, it says that the first page placement in the local map section on Google, that could take between 30 to 45 days, but we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. And sometimes, Pepe, I have seen it happen sooner, okay? So that's the timeline. As far as like, because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls like as quickly as possible is why we get the Google ads, the website, we get the directories. We get all of that going a lot sooner. Okay. So this way you can start generating some phone calls. Now, with this program, like I said, it's month to month. There's no contracts. We just ask you to stick it out 2 months. You know, we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If you ever decide you want to cancel, you just call 3 business days before your next billing is due and just say, I want to cancel. So this way they don't charge you
mm-hmm.
that next billing. Okay. That's all we ask. And we part as friends. We don't say, no, now you got to pay a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We like to earn your business. Okay. So, I mean, you tell me
and
before I even
ask. And whatever you guys would do, a line, it stays or?
Yes, it all stays. The only thing that would disappear, is just the Google ads because we're not running the Google ads anymore. Your Google profile page mm-hmm. is still going to be there. Any reviews that you get on your Google profile page, they will stay. Any of the directories that we created for you, they're going to stay. All of that. It doesn't disappear. We can't erase it. Your Google ads just wouldn't be running, okay? And we can even help you with your reviews by creating this little, it's like a little link that we create for you that you can send to your clients, either through text message or you can send it through email. So this way they click on the link, they leave you 5 stars, and it'll post to your Google profile page. So we also help you in that way to help you generate more reviews, which is really super helpful for your business. Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's do it. Let's try it.
Okay. So let me just get the approval code from him. What's the best email for you? Because I'm going to send you everything in writing right now.
Okay. I got two.
Whatever email, I would say use the email that you check frequently. Because that's where we're going to send your receipt, and every correspondence from us will go to that email too. Okay?
All right, yeah. I'll give you my personal one, the one that I have on my phone. I always check. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, it's a P as in Paul.
Uh-huh.
E, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, E. Dot CACCAMO @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Pepe, right? P-E-P-E dot C-A-C-C.
No, it's a Pepe, 2P. P-E-P-P-E.
Okay, Pepe.
Just like it just had, like you just have to finish it with 2 P's, right?
Yes, yes, got it. Okay, got it. So it's P-E and then 2 P's and then another E dot C-A-C-C-A-M-O @yahoo.com, correct?
All right.
Okay. So what I'm sending you right now are two emails. The first email is, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first email is going to say Google Advertising. It's going to show you that the price is $449 a month for our Premier Platinum Package. Everything that we're including, mm-hmm. and I even put the example of the temporary website. And then I'm also sending you a second email that says Client Dashboard Analytics. What it does is it just gives you an overview of our reporting system so you have an idea of how the reports will look. Okay, so I just sent those two emails to you. Now, on your phone...
Why got this?
I'm sorry? What was your
Who's
question?
Rolanda from... Rolanda,
I don't,
it's not you, right?
No, that's not me. My name is Nadine Medina.
Yeah, I just got a... I emailed Rolanda from Angie. I never spoke to them.
Yeah, that might be someone from Angie's leads.
Yeah
our company.
One guy.
Yeah, it might be one of the representatives.
Yeah, and it was a guy that I talked to.
Yeah, it could be one of their other representatives maybe that's trying to email you. So I sent you those mm-hmm. two emails. Now, right now, I'm sending you these three text messages to your phone, okay? So the first text message, what it's going to have is my name, my phone number, and my extension. I am what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like you to have my information for your records, okay? I also sent you a second text message that has the number to our customer service. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question or a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, okay? Now, we're always here, Pepe, we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So your time, you're 3 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, okay?
Okay.
And then I also sent you this link. The link that I sent you in the other text message, on the third text I sent you, it has a link to a YouTube video that's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, I want you to watch the video because it's going to show you how you log into your reports and track your results with us. So make sure when you have time to watch the video, okay? Did you get the three text messages that I sent you?
Yes, and the last one, I just clicked on the link. It went in.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Now, your first name, you spell it G-I-U-S, as in Sam, E-P-P-E, right?
Yes.
Okay. How do you pronounce your last name?
Cacamo.
Cacamo. C-A-C-C-A-M-O?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I know the number that you and I are speaking on, the number that we reach you at is 860-796-3618. But when Lulu talked to I think it was one of your coworkers, the number that she had called was 860-682-5105. What number is the number that you want listed on Google?
No, just the one that I have at mine.
Just your number.
3680.
Okay.
Yeah, but then in the future, he's not the guy that can handle that one. In the future,
okay.
I'm going to, you know.
Okay,
somebody,
perfect.
But,
let me do this then. Here's what I'm going to do.
How is number hand up on my thing, on my list?
You know, it could have been because somewhere his phone number is associated. I think that's probably even actually, let me tell you, that's the phone number that's on your Angie's leads. Did you know that?
Yes, I spoke to today because he said somebody called, I gave you a number. Like, you were not the first person.
So on Angie's leads, it has that phone number.
Oh, wow. Hey, I was supposed to have to hand up the call with you because I was speaking to him because one more call to Angie list. I was doing something on my phone and we call it with this phone. So I guess they're recording his number automatically there. I'm going to call again and be like, Angie.
Yeah, you need to tell them that they need to change that phone number because it's going to always ring to his phone. That's the number that they put on there.
I know. But they're not taking no leads, right? Because I didn't even log in the Angel List yet.
Careful, because once you log in to the Angie's leads, they're going to start charging you for every single lead, whether you get the job or not. They're going to automatically charge you.
Yeah, that one. But they told me something, like, after you get, like let's say, I forgot what's the number, like, 5 or like 10, and I'm not getting even one job, but they're going to give me money back. If I don't even get one job, so we are so confident, blah, blah, blah. So if you don't get...
You just still
like
want to be careful.
Money,
you just still want to be careful, only because, Pepe, that's what they say, and sometimes, I mean, things are forgotten, and then before you know it, you're getting charged.
Yeah, we'll disconnect right away if they lie to me.
Yeah, you just want to be super careful on that. Absolutely. I'm sorry?
They made me pay $750, but they give me $1,000. $250, for the $1,000 to spend on those leads.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So they kind of gave you sort of like a credit, it sounds like.
Yeah, so you pay $750, we give you $1,000, and I think it says after I spend $500, you don't got no, not even one job. That's why they're going to give me the money back, you know, start over again.
Oh, good. So okay.
Let's see how it goes.
Yes, absolutely.
My friend came, because I was going to sign some text too, but I didn't, like I said, too many things is too much confusion.
Yeah, okay. No worries. Now the company name should, as I, this is how I see it listed on Google right now, Domina Construction. Should it have an LLC or without the LLC? Just Domina Construction?
I don't know.
It's up to you. It's really your preference.
I mean,
you
Yeah, my business card, I got like DominaConstruction.com, so you Google and it goes straight there on the Google or whatever it messes in.
Okay, it doesn't have the LLC on your business card, right?
No, it's just the DominaConstruction.com. Yeah.
DominaConstruction.
Yeah,
okay, perfect. We'll leave it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this address, the 809 address, we're going to make sure that that's hidden, correct?
Yeah, like hiding, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when they send you a new PIN code, because we're going to update the phone number, to be your 860-796-3618 number, you can get mail at this address, right? Because that's where they're going to send the PIN code to when we update it. You get mail there?
809 with a 7?
Yeah.
No, send the mail in another address.
Okay, what's the address you want it sent to?
65 Plymouth Street.
65 Plymouth Street.
Yes. Hartford, Connecticut, 06114. It's just a block away from this.
Oh, perfect. So we'll do that.
Yeah, all the mail from that.
Okay, awesome. Okay, good. And we'll make sure that that address is hidden. So you'll get the PIN code sent there. Now, Pepe, the card that you're going to use today for the payment, you're only paying $449 today. I'm going to read it to you in a voice verification that's going to outline our service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice, okay? So it's always going to be $449 a month. That price will never change because you're coming in at my rate, okay? The card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Actually, I'm going to use a credit card.
I closed
the company account because I wanted to change a bank and everything. So I was going to open up another one at the same time. Like that one.
Whichever you prefer.
And then after we need to change.
Sounds good.
Once
all right. Yeah, not a problem. Just make sure you call us 3 business days before the next billing's due. So this way we could change it to the right card that you want charged. Okay. So the credit card that you're using, what's the name on it? Is it just your first and last name?
Yes. For now, yes.
Okay. No middle initial?
No.
Okay. Same billing address as the 65 Plymouth?
Yes.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number?
4447-9626-8203-1434.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
0226.
02 of 26, and what's the CVV code on the back?
533.
Okay, I'm not charging your card yet, because I'm going to walk you through the voice verification first. It's going to outline our service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you that I'm going to send in writing with your invoice. When I'm walking you through it, Pepe, if there's something you don't understand, please do me a favor and just say, what does that mean, so that I can explain it, review it with you, and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before I even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you hear static on the other line. Like, I hear static. So if for some reason my phone cuts off on you, I didn't hang up on you. I'm going to call you right back. I might just call you back right now because I want to make sure, because I keep hearing a static on my end. I want to put a security question for you, for your